Well, on June 21st, there was a climate emergency rally and action at Portland City Hall, organized by the Extinction Rebellion Sunrise Movement. It culminated in activists blocking the street in front of City Hall for several hours. The Old Moles' Desiree Helligers was there to record the voices raised on behalf of saving our planet.
Ken Ward, can you talk a little bit about today?
Well, we're here at Trunk Plaza with Extinction Rebellion PDX Portland, and also the Sunrise Movement is here today at a rally that's being sponsored by 350 PDX and supported by the Portland Harbor Coalition, Community Coalition. So we're about to start an hour-long rally where we're going to talk about the Extinction Rebellion demands. We're going to talk about the failure of city government to do anything about Zenith, which we've been calling the poster child of inaction, governmental inaction. And then we're going to call on people to do something, which will be a surprise until we do it.
Tara Hirschberger, what brought you out here today?
I'm out here because I want the city of Portland and the state of Oregon and the United States all to recognize the immediacy of the climate emergency. We have the option right now of transitioning in a way that can be as gentle as possible into a future where we are regrowing and restoring. Our other option, if we continue a trajectory of fossil fuel burning, we are just going to bring about our demise sooner than ever. So the most hopeful, the best option for us is to immediately transition to stop burning fossil fuels, to completely end emissions by 2025, and also to sequester carbon, to enrich the soil, to bring back biodiversity. We can't just sustain anymore. We have to be able to regrow and renew. And that means stepping back from capitalism and consumerism and facing these facts immediately.
Nick Caleb, can you tell me a little bit about today's action and what brought you out here?
Yeah, I think like a lot of people, I saw the call for declaration of a climate emergency, and I 100% agree that we're in a climate emergency, and leaders at all levels of government, local and state, need to take more aggressive action. We've got oil train projects, pipelines, weak cap and trade bills of the legislature, and we just need more aggressive and thorough climate action from our leadership.
Laura King, can you say a little bit about what brought you out here today to the Extinction Rebellion rally?
IPCC report that says that we have 12 years left to get down, to bring carbon emissions down 45% means that it is a crisis and we all have to do our part. And I see young people really out there doing their part, and I feel like all of us and all the different generations have to do something and really put ourselves out and get out of our comfort zones, because this is a crisis. I mean, it really is a planetary crisis. The links to labor are critical. I've been a labor supporter and a labor activist for pretty much all of my adult life, and I see that it's not a cliche to say there are no jobs on a dead planet. The whole idea of jobs versus the environment is a totally bogus claim, but what we have to do, environmentalists and labor activists together, and environmentalists too, have to fight for a just transition that really means something, not just words. So that means fighting for funds in the Green New Deal that will go toward supporting fossil fuel workers out of work, and also construction workers who are building pipelines and all that. I mean, they're doing the work that the society is promoted doing. We want to change society. We want to change the economy. Those people have to be taken care of, and the Green New Deal is a perfect vehicle for that, with all the mega new jobs that we'll need for climate resiliency and for renewables. And I love the fact that labor is starting to take an interest, as they did in PSEF, in what the frontline communities, mainly people of color and low-income people, are demanding, that they need jobs, they need good jobs, they need an environment that's safe and not polluted, because they are the first to be polluted. And another piece is that labor itself, working people who work in the outdoors, are another frontline community. I mean, imagine what it's like being a letter carrier or a construction worker in the smoky air of the West Coast. And that's going to be the normal.
Barbara Ford,
interested in the Extinction Rebellion movement since it started. I'm very, very interested in the mass capacity that they've had to to get many people and lots of creative arts energy involved with the movement, and really actually changing the conversation from we can fix climate change, which we're kind of past at this point, to these are our lives and this is how we're going to be our whole selves together in a movement and say what's true and fight for our lives.
Michael Esposito, do you want to say a few words about what brought you out here today?
Sure. Yeah, I'm the director of New Earth Bioarchitecture, building off-grid homes and doing green renovations for homes to make them more sustainable, and you know, here to do the activism work behind that to try and lobby some legislative change to make the building improvements that we want to make more legally possible.
Shanice Clark. So the sit-in has begun already?
It sure has. Sunrise Movement is occupying Ted Wheeler's office right now with three demands. We're demanding no more freeway or highway expansions, declaring a climate emergency, and to stop and close the Zenith Oil Terminal.
Wendy Kempfert.
So I'm part of the music squad. I brought my guitar, a few of us brought instruments, and we'll play as needed. You know, it could be out on the street, you know, but just add a little sound track to the event. I've been active in climate movement for several years. I think there was cause for alarm 10 years ago. And now with the IPCC report, the recent report stating that a million species are about ready to go extinct, I watch, you know, the near-term extinction movement. You know, they could be wrong, but if there's a 5% probability, you know, that's a worst case. That's a huge deal. We should be really worried, you know, and a lot of people are going to suffer. In the Midwest, we had terrible weather, definitely linked to climate change, the extremely wet, cold weather. I think the planting a few weeks ago was at like 5% of what had been planted last year, and what had been planted was underwater. So you can anticipate food prices going up. And so this is just the beginning, and we're talking about refugee crises, sea level rising. Why people are not freaked out, I don't know, but I'm here to help call the alarm.
So, Margaret King, can you tell us a little bit about what just happened in Ted Wheeler's office? You're with the Sunrise Movement.
Yes. So we just did a stand-in. We were able to actually speak with the council members. Ted Wheeler is actually on vacation right now. So a little bit about what I shared, my personal experience with climate change. I actually came into this world in 1989 in Charleston, South Carolina. I was born in the middle of Hurricane Hugo. So from day one, I've been heavily impacted by climate change. Also, as a resident of New Orleans, Louisiana, it's a racial issue. This is a social justice issue, and we need to act now. Climate justice is an emergency.
My name is Mariah Schreiner, and I'm one of the hub coordinators of Sunrise Movement PDX. And we were just in City Hall. We tried to speak with the mayor, but he's out today. So we spoke with his chief of staff and deputy chief of staff to kind of explain our demands that this is a climate emergency, and we require that he declare a citywide climate emergency. And then put some teeth behind that and actually stop the Zenith facilities expansion and eventually phase it out entirely and put a block on all freeway expansion in the city of Portland, especially the current I-5 proposal. And so, yeah, just shared our own climate stories too and why this work really means a lot to us. I personally shared that it scares me a lot to speak in front of groups, and I've had to overcome that for the climate movement because sometimes it requires putting myself out there and standing up for what I believe in.
My name's Elijah. I'm an organizer with Portland Sunrise Movement. So the Sunrise Movement's a national movement of young people who are organizing themselves to get the United States to act on climate change and build millions of good jobs in the process. The Portland chapter of the Sunrise Movement formed in March, and we've already held a town hall on the Green New Deal. We've ridden our bikes to the Zenith and held a protest rally there. We've sat in on Metro testimony to make sure that their bond measures are building a Green New Deal transportation system. And now we just sat in and in the mayor's office in City Hall to urge them to declare a climate emergency.
You're marching on the street right now.
Yeah, we are. So this part of the action is planned by Extinction Rebellion, and it looks like we're taking the streets, but Sunrise just held the space inside the mayor's office. While we were in the mayor's office, we shared our climate stories.
What's your name?
I'm Jesse. My mom immigrated here from southern India, And this past year, and I have all of my family lives in Kerala, and this past year, the monsoon season brought twice as much rain as usual, and 1.25 million people were displaced. And that was not reported on at all in the United States. So that's my climate story. I'm fighting for the rights and livelihoods of people in the global south, right? And action in Portland matters because the climate is a global system.
Mary Van Zandt, you, I understand, got arrested pretty recently in connection with the Zenith protest.
Yeah, the Zenith protest is a really big issue for Portland. It's the first fossil fuels from the Canadian tar sands that are actually going through Portland and now being exported. We are now officially the corridor for dirty fossil fuels, and we do not want to remain a corridor for dirty fossil fuels.
So basically now we've got a little farm, little garden, and I don't know, a little house that has been used in multiple actions around the Zenith Terminal that's been used to block the rail line.
Well, we brought it to City Hall because we think they can actually do something about it. We don't really think that Zenith Energy will do anything on their own. They have to be pushed, and they have to be pushed by our government.
Antonio Zamora.
Another thing that we often miss as climate activists and environmentalists is the war budget. The United States war budget is $60 billion. People often ask how we're going to fund this just transition. We'll cut the war budget already. And often we don't make the link as climate justice people with the amount of toxics and emissions the United States military pollutes our atmosphere and our climate, and frankly uses military power to take over other people. So maybe it's good time to start making that connection and perhaps activate the voices and create space for them to communicate what the hell is going on.
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. military has the largest, single institutional emitters of carbon into the atmosphere worldwide. Yeah.
And it's like, we can criticize fossil fuel companies for knowing the truth, but we also got to criticize ourselves to call out the U.S. military because they produce the most fossil fuel pollution than any of us alone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Antonio.
Yeah. Time to get real.
I'm Holly. I'm really tired of living in fear of the climate emergency and having no action on the part of the government, and it's time for this to change.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Yeah, tell me about how the future looks for you.
It's looking really bad right now. It's really scary to think that I might not actually have one at all. I might not live past my 30s and not have children and not have all that I've worked for so far. So it's really scary, and it's really frustrating that people seem to be selling our future for profit instead of doing the work that we have elected them to do and, you know, need for our future.
I'm here because I'm learning about this so much in school, and I'm tired of learning about the problem but taking no action to do anything. And Extinction and Sunrise are such great movements that give you hope, and they give you people that understand and empathize with the planet in the same way that you do, and it's amazing being here. It gives me so much energy and passion.
Do you feel like, it sounds to me like climate change is like a daily worry for you both?
100%. It's every day. It's probably the first thing I think of when I wake up. This impacts especially young people's lives a lot. It's hard to plan for your future, especially studying for school, when it's not going to matter in a couple years if we don't make action now. Yeah.
It's funny. Every time I think of what I want to do in the future, I think there's no point in doing it if I'm not going to have that future. Videos of what's happening in the Arctic or on islands, it's so terrifying, and we have to have hope in order to not panic. So, yeah.
I'm here because I want to use my voice and like the power and privilege that I have grown up with to fight for those that don't have the same kind of privilege and voice. And I'm here because I care about the world and I care about the survival of living things. It's simple as that.
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 17.
I'm Jamie. I'm here because the only time I've ever really learned about climate change was in science classes and like elementary school, and then up until high school I never really was told about it. I was never told who is being affected the most by it, and like the fact that that's hidden from like people that are going to be the most affected by it. I'm going to be the most affected by it. My children will be. Like, it's my generation that has to deal with the consequences of the older generations, and they still won't even listen. And it's like, the fact that it's all mostly like youth that's going to be leading this, like my friend Shreya here and like Greta Thunberg, like all of these people, if like that those many kids are standing up and trying to tell you what you need to do your job correctly, then that says something. That says that your job, you haven't been doing your job correctly for a very long time.
This has been Desiree Helligers for the Old Mole Variety Hour.
Well, thanks to Desiree for recording and producing that piece.